Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to join Martina and myself. We're going to talk about understanding your animals from a higher perspective, which creates a soul connection that will never end. Building a strong bond with our animals is one of the most rewarding things that we can do. So welcome home, luminous light leaders. This is your safe haven. It is a sacred space. It is a sanctuary, a unity community to empower you and provide relief, solutions, and energetic resources to assist you on your journey of awakening and on this adventure of ascension. I do want to ask my favorite question, and that is, what is the best that could happen today? Well, let's intend for the most heart-opening, healing, expansive experience today with Martina. Just relax, breathe, open, and receive. We do invite you to subscribe to this show. It's a free platform. You can access everything at straighttalkforthesoul.com. And we would love to see you in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul or Straight Talk with Carrie or Carrie L. Murphy to find me personally. Now, my intention with our gathering today is for love and joy and soulfully empowering energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. Please write in, let Martina and myself know how you're doing throughout the show, and you can ask your questions in our webcast. Again, we're talking about building a strong bond with our animals. Animals really do cross our lives for a reason. They're here to help us evolve on a conscious level. They come to teach us joy and playfulness and laughter and acceptance and unconditional love and a return to our most natural, compassionate self. They come to us for a short while to teach us how to find these qualities within ourselves and in our relationships with one another. They come to us as divine messengers to help us learn soul lessons, including how to receive and give love so deep that we're going to want to share it with those around us and in the world. So if you currently have an animal companion or two or three or 10 living with you, then it is due to a pre-birth agreement between the animal soul and yours. The animal soul and your soul agreed to work together. The animal soul is helping you experience more happiness and peace and freedom and will go to great lengths to honor that soul contract. They live and work every day on a much deeper level than we do, and they're really teaching us. But we need to learn how to listen. So today you're going to discover how you can build a really strong soul bond with your animal. We'll take some live callers later. Press star 2 to raise your hand and to be considered for that. A little bit more about Martina. She's an alternative health practitioner, a medical intuitive, a healer, and a communicator who works with both humans and animals to facilitate healing in brain, body, and the soul. She's studied a wide range of healing practices, including epigenetics, quantum healing, energy psychology, spinal column and joint therapy, and she has a master level in both Reiki and NS, which is neurological integration system therapy. When Martina was 14 years old, she developed shingles, which is a painful condition related to the chickenpox virus that is rare in children. The resulting experience with her changed the physiology of her body, and it connected her to a higher consciousness that allows her to access information that is outside of most people's awareness. Her ability to energetically see inside your brain and your body and to connect you to your soul is a gift that she now uses to help people all around the world return to harmony and health and happiness. Over many years, she's used her unique connection to higher consciousness to hone and develop her skills to the point where she is able to energetically reconnect broken neural pathways, reset highly charged energy to neutral, and treat illness and disease in ways that deliver incredible results. Martina has been a personal blessing to me, to my daughter, and my pets, so I'm grateful to have this opportunity to highlight and celebrate her work with all of you today. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation to Martina as I welcome her to the show. Martina, welcome, my friend.
Hello, Carrie. Hello, everyone on the call. I'm so happy and blessed to be with you all and to share about this exciting connection that we have with our animal companions. I'm so excited about that.
I know, it's such perfect timing because as I was telling you and many of you guys know, I have a new member of our family after, let's see, I guess it was 2 months ago. His name is Bodhi and he was a puppy and he's amazing. So it was perfect timing. So Martina, when you were here last time, the last two times, we really focused on your healing the humans and and now we're focusing on the animals, which is kind of one and the same, but tell us about your connection with the animals and, I mean, is this your primary thing that you do, or is it humans or both?
It's actually both. It's so funny. Sometimes I start working with a human, mm-hmm. and then it turns out they have animals, and then decide, okay, we also work on the animals. Sometimes it's the other way around. So it's totally different, and this is the kind of mix that I really love. It's not just humans, it's not just mental, emotional, or physical things on humans, but it's the animals with their profound wisdom stepping in. And very often, the way working through the animal towards the caretaker is such an interesting journey, because so mm-hmm. often I have received messages while working with the animal that were meant for me to communicate towards the caretaker in terms of health issues or behavioral issues that I then mm-hmm. could forward and translate to them so that they could change and heal in that very moment when I communicated.
It's so fascinating. We were talking before we went live, everyone, how the challenges that our animals have in their physical bodies are typically a direct reflection of what we, the owner, are going through. Martina, I mean, it's pretty fascinating. It requires a really an ability to really look at ourselves very clearly to accept that truth, though, right?
True. This is really true. But it's also very beautiful. And when we look at ourselves, finally, unjudgmental, because it's not about good or bad or black and white. It's about just the fact it is. And then we have the chance to do something, to change something. So this is an amazing gift.
It is. It's not a challenge. It absolutely is. Well, they help us. They reflect.
Yes.
What's going on with us? And as I mentioned in the bio, in your bio and in the introduction, Martina, you like to highlight and share that we really do have these agreements with these beautiful beings and souls. Do you want to talk a little bit more about your knowledge and understanding of that, that before we come in, we make these agreements with these animals?
That's absolutely true. And this is not limited to the animals that live within our families or even neighbors or friends, but all animals that come across our way. It starts with ants, with flies, with the deer that might run across the road when you pass by, or the rabbit. All have a message for us. Mm-hmm. And they do not appear just by accident. They show up to give us a message, and you can read for all animals that come across your way what their meaning is, what they have to say, what the message is, the strength and also the areas where you should maybe look at, where you can change something. But a very special part, of course, have those animals that join our family, that join you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever thought you choose the animal that moves in, I'm sorry, but you're totally wrong. It's always, always, always the animal that chooses you. And you will always have that animal where you need the lessons to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's always
it is so much of, you know, and this is something that you wrote, but it's really teaching us how to open up and receive, to give and receive unconditional love. I mean, they open our hearts so much, Martina. You and I both love animals so much. I've had so many rescues over the years, and I have the fewest animals, Martina, right now than I've had. I have 4 right now. but typically I've had probably 8, you know, at a time, or 9. You have many animals yourself, right?
We have. It's a bit changing because we have our little Ella. She moved in January. We had to say goodbye to our last dog last year in October, but we couldn't be long without, no way. So Ella moved in, and she decided to make friends with one of the stray cats.
Mm-hmm.
And not long after, this cat kind of like with his suitcase was in our living room, kind of like telling us, okay, I'm going to move in here. And they are so beautiful with each other. But
aww,
we do not only have this one stray. As some of you may know, we live in Croatia, and there are lots of stray wild living cats.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them lived on our property. And over the time, they had babies. Some of them disappeared. And at the moment, we have actually 4 little kittens from 3 different moms, plus 3 grown-ups, plus our Frankie, the one that lives with us. So it's really funny. And when you go outside, you see these tiny little kittens, and they're crying, singing. They're really singing, so happy, because I feed them, of course, and I help them when
yes,
they have some health issues. It's so beautiful to see them, and Ella is friendly with all of them. I'm a bit afraid that more will move in soon. So.
I get it. Yeah, so how do the animals, you know, when you were here the last few times, we talked about the humans, and it is all interrelated, but the animals, how do they communicate with you? We're going to take some callers later, and if you guys are having some issues with your animals, she can connect in and give you a message, I suppose. So how does that work with you, Martina? Can you hear it? Is it telepathic? How does the connection happen?
You nailed it exactly. It's telepathic. It's kind of like frequency.
Mm-hmm.
I'm internally, it's kind of like, sometimes it feels like I'm having a self-communication, but actually it's truly not.
Mm-hmm.
But they're talking frequency. So most of the time, I'm not a native English speaker, but most of the time I use the English language to talk with the animals. And I also get the answers in English, so that's really beautiful, but actually it's frequency. Everyone has mm-hmm. the chance to understand. Because they are already communicating through their posture, how the tail is like straight up or hanging down. Maybe they are making some sound, growling, or our Ella is very talkative. She's commenting all the time, and when she's upset, it's like not really barking, not growling. It's something in between, really letting us know I'm not okay with what happens right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different ways where everyone that is watching them closely, understanding what's going on in the animal. If they're happy, if they're having pain, if they are scared, all these things are not that complicated to understand. And then you can just use your normal language that you talk anyway. If you do that, you will notice that your animal, especially dogs, cats not that much, but there are also cats, that they will understand every single word.
Mm-hmm. Martina, for those who may be new to you and your work, and maybe they just joined us too, I read your bio at the beginning, but you had shingles as a child or as a young person, and this really changed your physiology. And it connected you to this higher consciousness that allows you to access this information, you know, with humans, with animals. So have you been communicating in this way? And you became a medical intuitive. You do that. So that all started as a child, but I'm guessing that you have honed that skill and refined it over the years.
Yes, of course. It all started basically way earlier in a form of that animals always joined me. They were coming towards me, laying with me. My parents did not allow me to have an animal, so all the neighbor dogs had to go on walks with me and be with me, but they obviously enjoyed. And I was already talking and kind of communicating, but I was not aware of that it was really a communication with the animal. And when that the event happened with the shingles at the age of 14, something happened where I could not eat for nearly 3 weeks and barely drink anything. And this set it energy free, where I then could connect to source, to universe, where everything was simply present right in front of me. Everything was clear. But then I started to dig deeper, to also get some knowledge. So I did study a lot about animals. I did study the human body, physiology, anatomy. Especially the brain is very interesting. All the neurology, looking in the detail, getting an understanding of how everything comes together and bringing that with me, connecting to source, getting all this information that helped me to dig in that deep and bridge the gap between all these happenings that we so often do not understand, especially when we only have like some school medicine documents like blood works or MRI, where you cannot see anything, but still you see something is not okay. And it's true for animals and humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really powerful how you're able to work remotely. I mean, clearly you're in Croatia. I'm in Texas, as many of you know. And, you know, you were very supportive and my journey with my daughter's health, and she's doing so well. And with, Amelia, my dog, who is 14. And I told you before we went live, and I want to share with everyone, you worked with Amelia remotely, quite a bit. I guess it was a few months ago. I'm trying to remember when, like 3 to 4 months ago, I think. But anyway, I told you now she's not on any medications anymore. She was on a few at that time. And now she's in no pain. She's so happy with our new puppy too. It's amazing watching them play together, Martina, because the little puppy Bodhi, he will like come running from the other side of the house, just full speed, you know, they just play and play and play. And she's, Amelia's so happy. And I had thought when I reached out to you that it may be the end for her because it was just not looking good. And so things have really shifted for her. And I really appreciate your generous help, you know, in coming in and helping with that. So it was helpful, clearly very helpful.
I'm so happy that you did reach out. And as soon as you reached out, and I remember that you were really concerned about her health and it didn't look very good, but I could sense the energy that there was so much life force that was blocked. And now that you have the new puppy, that was perfect. That was exactly the missing link for her to come fully off this medication. So you did intuitively exactly what she needed at that moment. And also for you. I don't know the reason, but it's also perfect for you.
I needed the playfulness and the new energy. And, you know, it's so funny how you said, I mean, everything is that everything we see in our animals is so directly related to us. And I really saw that clearly when Amelia wasn't walking and she couldn't move her hind legs. There was a part of me that wasn't letting go of something in my own life that I had to let go of to be able to move forward. So it was very symbolic, you know, and it always is if we're able to open up to that. And, but what about, so, I mean, there's so many things we can talk about with the animals, Martina. You know, a lot of animals, I know you do help people with animals who have anxiety, whether it's anxiety when they leave the house or just anxiety in general. Anything that you want to offer that might be helpful and supportive for people with regard to that?
Well, anxiety, you know that for sure is a very, very big topic, especially in animals. They are pack animals mostly, talking about dogs. It's different for cats because they are more independent. Horses are very complex in these things. But talking about dogs and the anxiety, we have to understand that the very first thing that they experience when they are puppies, they're taken away from the mom and the siblings. And very often this happens way too early. And then their journey begins, and it's not always a very funny journey where they end up very often in shelters or being abandoned somewhere. And they are so scared and they do not understand. If when you tell them, okay, I have to leave now, this is not what they understand. They always ask themselves, what did I do wrong? Why do they leave me alone? It's like you are putting them out of the social structure, like pushing them out. And that's such a biggie for them.
Mm-hmm. But there is relief. And what can we do as pet owners? I mean, thankfully, I work from home, and I think a lot of us are home now. So I don't have to deal with that separation anxiety because they're always here. They're always with me. They're in my office. We travel the house like a pack, you know, and we all go everywhere together. But for someone who does have to leave home and go to work and do all of these things, and they're having some of these issues, is there something that the owner can do to help the situation?
Yes, there is a lot you can do. You can try. One of the first things is, talk to your animal. Explain to them, even if it sounds weird, but tell them you have to go to work and tell them that you get money for what you do. And with the money, you can buy them toys and food and all these things. Yes.
They feel it. Yes, they feel it when you talk to them that way. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And they need to know because they have no clue about earning money. This is nothing that would be in their awareness. And then start slowly. So when you have a new animal, a new pet, try to make some days off where you just can be with your new companion. And then leave them alone for 1 minute, for 2 minutes, for 3 minutes. Try to expand that time, but always come back. And then don't greet them like crazy. Just come back. Pretending as nothing has happened. So that, don't make it anything special that you come and go.
Right. That's a good point.
Just walk in. Ignore them. Put down your bag or take off your jacket, your shoes. And then you say hi to your dog, to your cat, whatever it is. Don't make it something special. That's the biggest mistake people are making, because of course they're happy to see their animal again, but this way for the animal it's something, oh my God, this is something big, this is something big, and they're overacting. Make it something very, very normal. They have no understanding for time. So it doesn't matter if you leave them for 10 minutes or 10 hours.
That's so true. Yes. You know, we have a lot of people who have written in and we have hands up. So, Martina, are you able to, if someone has written in to us in the webcast and they're having a concern with one of their animals, are you able to tap in and give a message or something?
Let's see what comes up. Yes, of course.
Okay, let's try that. Wait, right before we do that, let's talk real briefly about the animal's purpose. I mean, do they each have an individual purpose? Is it solely related to the family or owner, or do they have their own purpose?
Well, the animal live exactly what we are aiming for. They are living unconditional love. And their purpose is, in first place, just to be. To be and to love and to be loved just for the fact that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually what we should consider for us, ourselves. So that's basically...
That's it. What, I mean, they
yeah.
keep it simple, huh?
Exactly.
I just want to love and play and eat
exactly.
and sleep and
yeah.
then repeat.
Yeah.
wow. Yeah, I'm looking
Life
at.
Life can be easy.
Yeah. What's that?
Life can be easy. It can be.
It can. Yeah, I learn from mine every day.
Yeah.
It's so amazing, Martina, how they all kind of know when I'm doing the show, and they just lay here and don't
yeah.
make a sound. But before
yeah.
the show and after the show, they are running around like crazy, like barking
yeah.
and playing. And not once have I have they interrupted the show. It's like they know, you know,
they
and I
do
tell
know.
Them, you know, mommy's going to do the show
yeah.
and, you know, and then they just lay down and until I'm done. And
yeah,
I'm watching them now and it's so sweet.
I have my dogs always with me when working, also with humans.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, if you ask people, literally every other one is kind of like allergic to dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But not a single patient so far had been allergic to my dog, which is kind of like funny.
Yes.
And also, there was no one lady, she was scared of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked, this was the previous one we had, I asked him to lay down in the other corner. And next time when she came, I organized that he was staying with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came saying, where's the dog? And I said, well, I thought it's good to not have him because you were scared last time. No, you get the dog, please. Without the dog, we will not have a session today. So she changed her mind within just this one session.
Uh-huh.
They're adding their energy, and of course, they know what's going on. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's so fascinating. I think about if a dog becomes aggressive, Martina, or something like that, is it typically because the owner has that protective shield up and feels that same sense of that need for protection, you know, from the world? Is that why dogs sometimes get aggressive, because they feel that same kind of energy?
When this happens for a dog, it's
mm-hmm.
a little bit different. Very often they are in pain.
Okay.
So this is a clear signal that you should look for anything that might not be okay on a physical level. Very often I find kind of like viruses, yeast, fungal infection in the brain in certain areas that are directly linked to normal social behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's in older dogs when they notice their senses are leaving, like loss of vision, especially those dogs that had some job to do, like German shepherds are often used for working, finding drugs or anything like that. And when they notice that fences are going down, they start getting frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that much that they mirror the owner because he's acting like that. Animals don't know this kind of anger.
Okay.
This is not what they have. No.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I always wonder that. I'm grateful that I haven't had an aggressive dog. But walking dogs, you know, sometimes you see ones that are very aggressive, and I always wonder, well, is it because the owner's not very nice, or what's that about? I'm going to go a different direction.
Uh-huh. Well, it's definitely that the owner might be not a person that you want to be around. They are not mirroring the owner, but of course they're taking some strange behavior. And don't forget that a lot of animal owner, I prefer the word caretaker because we don't own an animal.
Yes.
They put their anger and frustration onto the animal. So they like to command them. Sometimes they beat them up. And over the time, the animal gets frustrated.
Mm-hmm, clearly.
And, and then living that when meeting other people and other animals. So it's a little bit different than for the human.
Mm-hmm.
But they're taking, of course, all the emotions of the owner and what they do to them. And so many caretakers are not caretakers. They're really owners. And not respecting.
I love that distinction. And I think, and I'm always going to use that phrase now, caretaker. I think that's a beautiful distinction.
Mama, papa, daddy, whatever, but owner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That resonates with you.
Yes. Okay, Martina, I'd love to take some questions from our webcast. And then for those of you who have called in, to raise your hand if you have a question by phone, press *2. Some of you already have. So if you are having an issue with your animal or even with themselves, is that okay? If they're having an issue, Martina, would that be okay with you?
Yeah, we can try everything. Just something up front. Sometimes it happens. Animals are not open to connect instantly because normally I take my time and introduce myself and ask if it's okay to connect and if they are open to share with me.
Mm-hmm.
Very often with cats, it happens that something like, no, I don't talk to you. You're human. I still have ways, but so if I cannot connect instantly, doesn't mean that it's not working or I cannot do it, but it's maybe simply not possible now, right in that very moment. But I'm trying to do my very best to get some answers. For all your questions.
That's why your remote work is so beautiful, because you can do that in your own time. And
exactly.
Yeah, like when you were working with Amelia, I just asked you and you did it. And then you told me once it was complete. And that way there was no rush. It wasn't like so good point. Okay, so I'm going to go to, let's see. Okay, her name is Joy. Joy in California says, "Dear Martina and Carrie, my golden lab named Marley is 11 years old. He has had some health issues. He does not eat and takes medicine for his pancreatic issues. Any insights or advice on how to help him with his health again? Thank you so much and blessings." The golden lab named Marley.
Marley, yeah. I was sensing the pancreatic issues instantly. That's unfortunately happening quite often. I'm just thinking of what would be helpful for him. Of course, he doesn't want to eat. It may sound funny, but you could try some vegetarian food for him. I think he could be very happy with that. He's a bit lacking the joy of life. So I don't know how long this is going, but it feels like he wants to be more free, more outside. Maybe there are some limitations in terms of, I don't know, due to the lockdown or maybe due to work. Maybe he had to be more on himself. But this is kind of like something he's missing. And as you know, the pancreas is releasing the insulin, which is about the sweet life, experiencing sweet life and enjoying the sweet life. And there is some lack in his life.
Mm-hmm. He needs some joy.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Martina, thank you for that. And best wishes to you, Joy, and to Marley. And hopefully that was helpful. And again, if you would like to go deeper with this, and we'll talk about Martina's offers later, but in her, she has a private session available as well as some of the remote healings for animals if you want to go further with that. Okay, Sherry from Indianapolis, Indiana, says, my son Clyde has a husky named Kane. His name is C-A-N-E. Kane is having seizures. Can you tap in and tell me why he's having them? Thank you. So he's a husky named Kane.
Yeah, I got that. First thing that comes to my mind, vaccination. So please stop that immediately. And you may educate yourself. There are nosodes. Nosodes are kind of like homeopathic remedies that are created from the germ or the product. So there are nosodes out there where you can help detoxing the vaccines that he has got. Mm-hmm. And you can help him also. Carrie, maybe I have this parent guidebook where I discuss a lot of those things that are helpful for seizures. Turmeric paste would be great. CBD oil drops would be great. But try to avoid all kind of vaccines. Also the deworming. Also know the spot-ons for flea treatment. This is all highly toxic and creates massive, massive, massive problems.
Mm.
And you'll find a lot of information in my guidebook, in the ebook that I added to my offer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for including that. So, Martina, what about, you know, those of us who have animals and, you know, I know if I want to get my dog groomed, but I try to do it myself. But if you do that, they want you to have all of their vaccinations updated every year. Are all of those necessary, or are they harming our pets? Are some of them helpful?
Well, you can discuss like for hours about vaccines. There is, and my opinion is not relevant because you have to be okay with that. If I mm-hmm. tell you something and you are not okay with that, then this might cause problems.
Right.
But there is a meaningful way that makes sense and there is a wrong way. The first problem starts that they vaccinate animals way too early. So we have the maternal antibodies that is a natural protection from all kind of germs that are active in the little puppies and kittens and horses, whatever. And normally you would wait until the maternal antibodies are down mm-hmm. and then start with the vaccines. But mostly it happens, they start way earlier. I can for sure tell you about puppies, they start at age 6 weeks. So maternal antibodies are active, they start vaccinating. What happens? The antibodies start attacking the vaccine. This is why they have to repeat the whole course for 3 times to make it work somehow. With every injection, you get a dose of aluminium, formaldehyde, mercury, protein from other species and lots of other things that are considered to be neurotoxins, highly toxic. So that doesn't really make sense. So a good way would be to wait until monoclonal antibodies are down, and
when
then do single vector. This happens for dogs around age of 10 to 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sorry, everybody else. I'm more a dog person than everything else, so I'm more educated in details about dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But for cats, it's, I think, about the same, and for horses as well. You will find that information, and it's about them being down. And then you do a single vaccine,
just
a single one. And there are three core vaccines that you might consider for dogs, which is the parvovirosis, which is distemper, and hepatitis.
Mm-hmm.
Those three, but keep them separate, like every 4 weeks, one single vaccine.
Not all of them at the same time, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then one major one is missing, and I hear you all saying yes, but rabies, yes, of course. For rabies in a lot of countries is mandatory, so you cannot avoid it, but wait for the rabies until your dog has the second set of teeth completely out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do it. And the funny thing now is when you then, like after 5 years or 6 years or 9 years, start looking at the titer, meaning if you find antibodies of the vaccines you had been doing at that young age, you will still find a response. What that means is you only need to do that once in a lifetime.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes not possible because you have some legal issues with that when you want to cross borders, or some countries have it mandatory even if you're not traveling. But only do what those three plus the rabies, nothing else. Our Ella is only has only got the rabies shot when her second set of teeth was out, nothing else. I'm doing all the rest just with nose oats. She won't get any other vaccination. That's perfectly fine for her.
No. I'm grateful for you sharing that. And, of course, everybody just do what feels right for you.
Yes, please.
And, okay, let me go back to some of the questions here in our webcast, and then I will go to the phone lines as well. Okay, let's see. Oh, Joy said, thank you so much for that. We'll try to do that with him to help him. Infinite love and gratitude to you both. Thanks, Joy. Okay, Missy from Potomac says, can you talk to my dogs who I'm concerned about? Skippy has a big fear issue, barking like mad at neighbors, and when I take him out for walks. I want him to have joy in life. He also has some swelling in his lower abdomen, and he gets full fast. Skippy.
It would be really good if I could go into him on remote. There are some structures in his brain that are disconnected.
Okay.
Something has happened. Why he is barking that much? There was some event where he really got scared. So some kind of trauma that is triggering this kind of behavior. And the swelling in the abdomen, this is nothing that you should be really concerned. You should do something about it, but it's not life-threatening.
Okay. Okay, Missy. And Missy, if you'd like to do some of the remote sessions, we'll be talking about the special offers that are available. So hopefully that was helpful. And I know I'm going quickly, but it's just for the sake of time here. Let's see. Tisha from Santa Cruz, California said, hi, Martina. She said, I have a 14-and-a-half-year-old beagle named Pua. He had a seizure last night. he's due for a rabies vaccine. He's on two different heart meds. I worry about these vaccines. He's slowing down physically. Is there anything I can do for his comfort? He had a seizure last night. This is Pua, a beagle.
Mm-hmm. While I get that the seizure was a single event, those vaccines are definitely not good for him. But anyway, it's done. So maybe you can find these nose oats. They are really, really powerful. Other than that, you can give him some spirulina. That will help detox the heavy metals and all other toxins. He's a bit confused now. He's also very tired from having had this seizure. Just give him time. He will slowly recover. Maybe you will notice that he's a bit different after the seizure. But it seems to have been a single event. But try to avoid any medication in that term, like vaccination or deworming, what I already mentioned. The heart medication. Yes. There is some homeopathic remedy. Hopefully it comes to my mind, because that would be really, really good. Milk fizzle is for the liver. Kerry, can you somehow get some, I have to think about that. It doesn't come to my mind. There is a beautiful remedy for supporting the heart, but it's not present, sorry.
Okay, if it comes to you, I will pass it along.
Yeah, that would
Tisha,
be great.
Hopefully
thank you.
That was helpful to hear that was a one-time deal. And I want to go to Mel in Portage. She has a Bodhi. I have a Bodhi too, Mel, Bodhi. But she says her Bodhi appears to be sad, as though she's lost her lifelong best friend. What does she want to feel happier?
A new best friend. It's truly that they are really missing their soulmates. It's sometimes this goes really, really deep. There is a homeopathic remedy that is good for that. I should have prepared my list with all these things.
That's okay. Well, you do have in your offer, there's quite a bit there if people want to take this further. But whenever I've had a dog that's been sad and and I get another dog.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best remedy. Talk to your dog. Share your own grieving. That would be really helpful. Give a lot of attention. Try to meet with other dogs, other animals. Mm-hmm. Be in nature. If you can go out into the sunshine, this is very, very healing. That's the best the second best you can do. The best would be to get a new companion.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing what they do together that I can't provide my Bodhi with. Like he's the way they play together is not the way that he plays with me. So there's a joy there that occurs between them. And I sure hope that Amelia hangs around a while longer, you know, her being 14 and him being 4 months, you know. But anyhow, it does make a big difference. And Mel, I hope that was helpful. Tisha said to tell you thank you as well. So, Martina, let's talk about your offer, and then I'm going to go to some live callers. You have created three offers for this community. And all of you can take a look if you'd like at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace link and then you will see Martina's picture. Click on her smiling face and you will see these three beautiful offers. Offer one is build a strong soul bond with your animal. And we'll tell you about what's in there in just a second. Offer B is build a strong soul bond plus the remote healing that I've been referencing. And offer C is build a strong soul bond plus the remote healing and a personalized session. Okay, so Martina, offer one, this has quite a few things in it that can really help people with their animals. And there's the pet parent guidebook that you've mentioned. Is in this. Do you want to list what's in here, or I'm happy to do that as well, whatever you prefer.
Well, as I found all my documents, I can do that. By the way, I remembered for the heart that we had, Carrie, that
yes.
was Hawthorne.
Hawthorne.
It's beautiful.
With the heart
for,
in place
yes.
of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
It's really, really good and strengthening the heart, and it's very very subtle plant, so very good thing to support the heart in a beautiful way. Okay, now this pet parent guidebook, it could be like 1,000 pages and I still would have some ideas, but it includes a lot of information about how to welcome a new animal into the family. You will get a ton of natural treatment options. You will get information about what does your animal want to tell you. So how to interpret what the animal wants to tell you. How to
improve their body language.
Yes,
well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
How to improve the energy flow for longevity. How to help your animal with anxiety. Also mentioning some alternative things you can give them to help with that. Then...
there's a pet pain reliever, too, about reducing pain
exactly.
without medication. That's
exactly.
an MP3.
I have the also, if you're already with the MP3s, we can go to there. We have the separation anxiety MP3 that you can play on a loop when you're leaving the house, when your animal has to be alone, or when your animal has anxiety while you're around. Of course, you can play it as well. Then you have the pet pain reliever. This helps reducing pain without a need for medication. And of course, you can play that as much as needed. Then I have created one that will help you before your animal has to go to surgery. Most of you might be very, not maybe anxious, but it's always exciting and you feel uncomfortable when you have to have a surgery done on your animal, and by playing that recording will prepare your animal, the detoxing organs and everything in the best way possible to go through the anesthesia and all of the treatment without having problems. So I never came across an animal that was prepared with that recording that didn't come back from an anesthesia. Maybe that's a bold statement, but this is what I can confirm so far.
Mm-hmm.
If you can still use it. Sometimes it's not planned that you have to have surgery, but when you are on the way to the vet, for example, it
play
will
it
still
car.
Do some
mm-hmm.
good. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It would be better to play it at least 24 hours before, but it will do some benefit. Don't play it during the surgery, but before and afterwards. As soon as your animal is awake, you can start playing again and help their animal detox or what they injected and did and whatever they
mm-hmm.
performed there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have one that you can play to welcome your new family member. It will help reduce the stress for the new family member. And this one is also some guidance for yourself. So it's also beneficial for yourself listening to that. It's a little guidance, how to act, what to not do, and it has a very, very powerful calming frequency that your animal will notice. It's very exciting when they meet their new environment first time. So this recording can help in a dramatic way to that they can settle more quickly and feel ease and lay down. And then, yeah. Then a special detox recording where you work on harmful toxins and chemicals. We have been talking about the chemicals. Toxins are all around us. They are in the earth, in the soil. They are in the air. They are sometimes in the food, even if we are not aware of, then in the medication, like we have been talking, the vaccines. And therefore, this recording I created to help detox on all levels and guide it safely out of the body. Right. So not releasing the toxins into the body somewhere, but guiding it safely out of the body. So do we?
What a beautiful package. That's that's all in package A, and package B is all of those items.
Yes.
Plus the 3 weeks of remote healing for your animal. Yeah. And I guess they just need to give you the name of the animal, the information about the animal, and then you're able to tune in for 3 weeks and do your thing. do what
exactly.
You do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If someone wants to send me a photo, I'm totally happy, but I do not need it. Just the name would be great. If you want to forward some information about certain conditions, medication, that would be maybe quite interesting. But that's that. Then I can tune in and do my work.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then offer C is all of offer A plus the 3 weeks of remote healing in offer B and a personalized session with Martina. That's where you can actually ask your questions about your animal, discuss health issues, behavioral issues, get information from them through animal communication. So lots of options here for all of you beautiful animal lovers and animal caretakers, as we shared earlier. No owners, we are caretakers. And okay, Martina, thank you, my dear, for creating all three of those beautiful offers and opportunities to work with our community. And okay, let me go to some callers. Then I'm going to, other people wrote back in, and I think with some important things. So let me go to a caller. Let me go to, area code 269. 269, you're live with us.
Oh, thank you. Hi, my name is Melissa, and I would like to ask a question. First of all, I want to say, Martina, thanks for sharing all that information. I'm on the same page you are for a very, very long time. So
thank
super
you.
Awesome to hear that kind of sharing to help people to, you know, that's a lot of education. That's very worthwhile to hear. So anyway, I would like to also ask about, I have a dog. Her name is Fawn. And I'm really concerned. She seems to get these, they're not really fatty tumors. They're more like a cyst. And she seems to be really prone to them for some reason. And one that was on her back, I got to go down, and now it's coming back again. And it's kind of, you know, it's getting pretty big and pretty full, and she's developed a couple more, and one kind of internally. And I wondered if you could tune into her and see what she might have to say or what she would like me to do possibly differently than what I've been exploring. And I also wondered if there's been some off and on digestive things, and I'm wondering if it's, you know, like diet related, like either could be, I guess my first guesses were chicken, eggs, or they have been, she's been having, her and I have been eating some, you know, like melons, and I don't, we only eat some melon, you know, like maybe in the morning or way away from any other meal, so it's separate by itself, and she loves it. But I wondered if you could tune into any of that. I'm really stumped.
But this cysts or whatever it might be, liver came to my mind. So detoxing, this is body's reaction to detoxing organs not working properly. So supporting the liver would be great. In terms of food, chicken comes a clear no. Duck would be okay. No goose.
Did you say no as in a clear no, no chicken to eat, or that's not an issue?
No chicken to eat. No chicken to eat.
Okay, thank you. All right.
I'm testing if it would be okay. Also, please avoid any soy product and rice.
No,
rice is not okay.
No, all right.
Potatoes are okay for her. No wheat.
Sweet potatoes as well?
Sweet potatoes, of course. Yes, sweet potatoes, all kind of vegetable is okay. Fruit is okay. No corn, please.
Right. What meat source? I don't know. I've been feeding raw for like 30 years, so I'm kind of wondering what meat sources would be beneficial for her. Or would she be okay with vegetarian?
She's vegetarian. That's beautiful. If she deals with that perfectly, I'm totally okay with that. Rabbit came to my mind. So it's kind of like more exotic meat. Horse.
Oh.
Sheep and goat. But no beef, no pork, no, not the normal ones. Sorry to disappoint you. But maybe you can get some exotic type of meat to try. But if she's happy with the vegetarian, then stay with that. That's perfectly fine. They make their choice. And although it sounds very strange to us, there are some dogs, even cats, that decide to go vegetarian.
Yeah, I get
so
that. And that would be good for her. I'm just so happy to hear that, because I've never had that happen before, but when you started mentioning the other meats, well, when you started with horse, that was too much for me. But then I've never had that happen before, but my body reacted to, like, ooh, no, you can't do that. I should hang up, because all of a sudden I'm being enlightened to something that a dog that crossed over like 10 years ago had told me about meat eating, and I was like, you know, never mind. I'm just like, because it's natural for them, for that protein source, and, you know, all the carbs and things technically shouldn't be that great for them, but I love this, that I'm really excited
they're
vegetarian with her.
Their physiology has also changed. So while they can also deal with carbs in the meantime, so they can digest wheat and all these things, some of them don't tolerate it, but the digestive system and everything has changed. The evolution has changed that already. So it's not that much about the wolf. And raw feeding is not for all dogs. So you have to find what is individually good for your dog. But vegetarian, if they are happy, you only have to make sure they get lots of protein. But the proteins, you can add some hemp powder protein. You can add some, maybe eggs are an option. So there are a lot of possibilities. There is veggies out there that have lots of protein. so you can cover it all and don't need to feed meat. That's not necessary. But let the dog decide, please. All vegetarians out there, don't force your dog to be vegetarian. This is a decision that your animal is making, not you.
Okay. Well, Melissa, thank you for calling. And
well, thank you.
Yes.
This means a lot to me, and I really, really appreciate it. I feel so much calmer, and I feel like I can, you know, like the cyst that we've got this with the detoxing, and I just think, I just feel so much better, and the diet.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Right. You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you, Melissa. Bye-bye, Shree. Okay, thank you for that. And I'm having some issues with some of our phone callers. It's actually our provider here. They're saying that a lot of the telephone connections we're not able to connect with. So I'm going to go back to our webcast, Martina, because a lot of people wrote in. So I'll take a few questions from here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, we talked with Missy earlier on the webcast. And I'm trying to remember. She said, thank you so much. It makes so much sense. Would you also be able to work on his belly during a remote session?
Yes.
Okay.
Clear.
And Tisha said, thank you to both of us. And you're welcome. Okay, I'm going to go to Maya. I love your name, Maya. Maya said, hi, beautiful souls. She said, for the last few days, my dog, Mendy, spends a lot of time in the clinic to receive his medication, and we take him every evening. Do you feel that this medication is actually working for him? He looks very weak.
No.
Okay.
No. There is something that the vet is totally getting wrong. Maybe we can get some more information about the condition, but something's going wrong here.
Okay. Maya, I hope you heard that. Let us know if you want us to know anything more about that, or perhaps a session with Martina to take it deeper. Mark from Ohio said, I'm 63. I've had a cat for all of those 60 years. In 2012, I was given a cancer diagnosis, and last year, my best friend Morris, who is an orange tabby, had a tumor removed from his leg. He ended up declining and needing full-time care. I broke my hip in 2020, and then we had to put him down the next day. Now we have a rescue for the last 5 months. She was in shelters that whole time and was about to be put down, but they rescued her. We love her, and she will stay with us, but she is extremely anxious, and the vet couldn't even get her out of a crate yesterday. Because she has worms. I just want her to feel calm and be friendlier. What can you share?
Well, I'm pretty much sure that this little animal has gone through a lot. And so she's, of course, very scared. And imagine the vet, this unknown person, can totally relate to that. I could have a communication with her where I could educate her about the different circumstances. What you could do is, in the meantime, give her some CBD oil if you can get her to take them. There are special ones for animals that have a certain taste. Don't take the one for humans. They will refuse them. You have to be very gentle. Maybe you can find a way where the vet can come to your house or can show you how to do it so you can build up the trust and that you can do it. It's not a problem giving an animal an injection or a tablet or whatever, and it's way more comfortable doing it at home than the stress of the box and getting to the vet, and everything smells different and looks different. And, of course, the imagine that situation. The animal doesn't know, the cat doesn't know what happens. Are they bringing me to a new place again? Will I be abandoned? What's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? And they will not get an answer for that because they didn't do anything wrong. I hope that makes any sense to you.
And the CBD oil suggestion is helpful for animals, not for humans, which was a good point to make.
For humans as well. Sorry. CBD oil is also very, very beneficial for humans in terms of pain control, anxiety. It can be used for depression, for bad stomach. You can support cancer treatment, especially chemotherapy when you're feeling nauseous, all these kind of things. It's very, very healthy. And you do not have to solidly take the drops. There is tea out there. There is chocolate, some bars or cookies that contain the CBD. And it is not that you have this woo-woo feeling afterwards. It's not creating dizziness or anything like that. So also for humans, a very beneficial, healthy thing, and actually supporting the body's own cannabinoid system. So it's very, very natural.
There was a question that we were going to address on the show, and we haven't yet, but it relates to a couple people who wrote in. So I'm going to read this. Why does my animal sometimes turn on me? What does that mean, or what? Why would that happen?
Sometimes you act from a human standpoint and you're ignoring and disrespecting your animal, not in a conscious bad way, but it simply happens. And then this can happen, that your animal suddenly goes against you, because it's kind of like, what should it do? You are not listening. You did not listen to the body language. You did not listen to the words. Maybe you didn't even notice them. Maybe they have pain. So also always think about pain when animals are acting strange. This can always be an option. Then again, we are in the brain where there could be some disconnect. Animals very often hit their head because they bump against whatever. And then you can have some issues in the brain where these areas of social behavior get distracted. But most often it's really something that's related to our own actions and behavior, where the animal is telling us, look, this is not what it's supposed to be.
So how can someone really hear what their animal needs?
Those of you that try to communicate with words will kind of like very quickly also get some messages from the animals. Looking at them, reading their own body language is the most important thing you can do. They have such subtle things, like when the tail is up or when the tail is down or when the tail is between the legs, and it's different for cats and dogs. You will find information on that in my parent guidebook. Reading that is most important. This is the first message that your animal gives you. The position of the ears, how is the head, is it in between the shoulders? Is your animal kind of like going down with the front legs? Then it might be it's happy and playful. So you should learn
the signs.
Some of these signs that you can easily interpret. It's not a lot, but it would be so important, because then you can really go from there and say, okay, my animal feels like that now. That was scary. That was exciting. This made my animal happy. Just learn these little signs. This would be very, very helpful.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for that. Mark wrote back in and said her name is Pearl, and he said, I do have CBD drops from the last cat. It makes great sense. I'm going to add that to her diet. Great, Mark. Karen from Corpus Christi, Texas. Hi, Karen. She said, hi, sweet ladies. Thank you both so much. writing in hopes to get some help. I have a sweet kitty named Marley, who is a rescue. He's so nervous and jumpy. I know he has PTSD. Is there something I can do for him? Thanks for all that you do. Love, light, and blessings. Anything that she can do for Marley, who is a rescue kitty.
Yeah. Okay. The label of PTSD for a cat makes me a little bit laugh. Of course, they experience trauma, but this is what it is. They do not really go with that label. This is more a human thing where the brain is playing us. Animals do not have stubborn beliefs, so they don't add to the condition. But of course, the cat has trauma, and this creates anxiety and strange behavior. As I said already, again, the CBD, if it works for your cat, I would really recommend that. Taking a lot of time, talking with a smooth, gentle voice, playing my recording, and you can talk with a very silent voice. You do not need to raise your voice. Just gently talking to her, sharing with her, this vibration will make her feel comfortable, and over the time she will notice that there is no need for reacting stressful and with anxiety. And yeah, that's basically the best thing that you can do. If she allows petting her, best place to do that for all animals are the ear and the ear flaps, because this will activate the part of the sympathetic of the parasympathetic nervous system, part of the autonomic nervous system that will help them calm down instantly. Massaging ears and ear flaps.
Okay, thank you for that. Yes. Karen, I hope that you heard that. And Maya wrote back in. I remember Maya, she was the one who had taken her, Mandy to receive medication every evening.
Yes.
And you were saying that it wasn't working. She's wondering what to do. She said, what package would you suggest for him? She's kind of concerned and she wants to figure out what to do. And I know we don't have that much time on the show. So what would you suggest for Maya and her beautiful pet?
Well, the best thing would be the package C, because then we could have a one-on-one session where we can dive into all the details. And when I have all the details, then I can step into the remote healing and we can fully support the healing journey. I am seeing that it is possible, so don't be concerned. There is a good outcome of that. But that would be really, really the best for your animal.
Yeah, and I want to remind everyone, with all of our packages, we have a 3-pay option, so you can pay it over 3 months if that's helpful for you. And let's see. Let me just go to a couple here. Deb in Magnolia. Hi, Deb. She said, would you please look into my dog named Daisy? The last couple of months, UTUs, I'm not sure what that is, and improper elimination on the dog beds, rugs, and floor. It seems that
Urinary tract infection.
Okay. yeah, that's what she said. I know her bladder is empty. Yeah. Okay. So she has urinary. Okay. There you go, Deb. That's simple, right? Thanks for writing in, Deb. And so who would you say the offers that you created are for? Who did you design them for? Is it I'll just let you answer that question.
It's actually for all caretakers of animals, and it's not only linked to dogs and cats, even horse owners or those that have sheep or guinea pigs, or I don't know if it's working for fish, to be honest, but maybe it's also working for fish. Why not? And the caretaker. This is not a package just for the animal. It's not to be separated. We cannot see just the animal without the caretaker. And so part of the recordings is for both of you. And my work is also for both of you. So I can be the translator between your issues, the animal's issues, bring them together and kind of like find the best solution for everyone. And maybe your animal shares something with me that is important for your own health. That happens so, so often. You won't believe that. Where the animal tells me, please share with my caretaker, there is some issue. And with what I am showing, I'm just mirroring that, but they did not understand me so far. Please tell them.
Thank you for sharing all of that. And I hope for those of you that feel called to do this, that you will. I can share as I did earlier in the call, that my experience with you, Martina, both on a human level with myself and my daughter and with my pets, has been really, really helpful. And so for whatever that's worth for all of you listening, I wanted to mention that again. I do want to read that Tish from Santa Cruz said, I just read on your website, Carrie, that Martina has mentioned that our pets are divine messengers. She said, during the lockdown, a cat showed up named Mixie on my, well, she named her Mixie on her doorstep. She said, I live far from any roads and she's a feral cat. She's so sweet. I wonder if she is a messenger for me or did we have a divine contract? The vet says she's about 4 years old.
For sure you have a contract. Otherwise, she wouldn't have shown up. And do you see that divine timing during such a challenging time of lockdown and all these strange and unrealistic happenings in the outside? And then there comes a cat, which is the symbol of being independent, of being a princess, doing whatever they want, not being interested in. If you tell them, they do still what they want. So isn't that a beautiful message to not fall into these rabbit holes that can be created through what was happening through the last weeks and months and is still happening? Yes, of course, this is a divine message for you.
Yeah, she said, yeah, she's so sweet. Yeah. It's beautiful, Tisha. Lots of love to you. And what did you say? Mixie, I believe. Mixie.
Yes.
And Karen wrote back in and said, thanks so much. And she said, he does love for me to rub his ears. and Christy wrote in and said, was thanking you for all of the information about the vaccines. And I'll read one more. Alexandra from North Hollywood. She said, hi, I have a 9-year-old young Cocker Spaniel named Coco Chanel. 2.5 years ago, I adopted a very large male golden retriever named Christian, but he is not loving to her. He's just into himself only. What's happening? Why is Christian not loving to her 9-year-old Coco Chanel Spaniel?
That's now a tricky question. Maybe it's just not about small, fluffy, beautiful Coco Chanel dogs. Golden Retriever are, how can I say that? They are very straight, a little bit more clumsy. There is a water puddle. Let's jump into that. And of course, a Cocker Spaniel is, they can be a mess and also jump into puddles, but in some way they are way more, I'm missing the word now, a bit extraordinary, a bit outstanding, not average, in a positive way. And I think he's just not resonating with the energy of Coco. So he's just ignoring her. I don't sense that he's really aggressive or doing anything. It feels like there is just no soul connection between those two. So maybe you did not ask Coco Chanel if she's okay adopting another pet. This would be also something very beneficial. If you want to get a new pet, ask those pets that already live with you if they are okay with that. And let them choose.
Thank you for that. And thank you for writing in, Alexandra. Maya wrote back in and said, thank you, immense blessings. And back to you, Maya. Tisha wrote back in and said, thank you, Carrie and Martina. Such a beautiful message. Infinite blessings to both of you. I love animals. And I hope that they are all loved everywhere on the planet. Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
And Mark just wrote back in saying, what a beautiful message about animals coming into our lives for purpose and divine timing. Thank you both for what you do. Thank you, Mark. Well, Martina, this has been beautiful. I love my time with you, and I love you and appreciate you for all the work you're doing on the planet, and specifically for how generous you've been to me and my family and my loved ones and furry family members. you're wonderful, and I really appreciate you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for asking me to do that, and I'm totally happy to be there for you always. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And to everybody who's joined us, thank you so much for the gift of your time and your presence and your openness and your love today. We appreciate you. And I hope that you receive the insights, the new awarenesses, the messages that are most beneficial for you at this time. And if you want to dive deeper into all of this with for yourself and your pets, again, please consider the wonderful special offers and packages that Martina has created for you. And as we bring the show to a close, as I've been sharing every day, please be beautiful with yourself, be beautiful with one another, be beautiful to your beautiful animal friends and family members. This is the embodiment of the beauty way, which is a Lemurian way of being. And also remember that we have the choice right now to feel powerful instead of powerless. And it is my greatest wish that you feel empowered, that you feel some relief today after being with us. Remember that you are brilliant and resilient, and so are your pets, by the way. We appreciate you. Thank you for going on this soulful adventure with Martina and myself today. I am sending waves and waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today, including your lovely pets, your furry family friends. Please send them all of our love. And until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I look forward to seeing you all back here in this playground of light. Next time, everyone. Bye-bye.